Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Never-Ending Kingdom. We'll return after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Never-Ending Kingdom by Emma Dancy. Luke 1:33 says, "And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And he will reign." There has been so much talk over the passing of Queen Elizabeth II around the world. She reigned for 70 years and will go down in history as one of the top four longest ruling monarchs. She was known for her service and selflessness. She was a woman of faith in Jesus. Although her reign was great on this earth, the queen herself is now bowing before the King of Kings. Any human reign given by God is ultimately for his purposes. What is amazing about Luke 1 verse 33 is that Jesus's reign is unlike any other. Where earthly rulers make mistakes and sin, Jesus has a flawless rule. Where people in the world have selfish motives, Jesus is perfectly selfless and humble. Luke 1 verse 33 is a verse within a passage when Mary is told by the angel Gabriel about her miracle pregnancy of the Savior of the world. Mary was not anywhere near royalty herself. It kind of makes you think about David the shepherd boy who God chose. God's kingdom is not like what we imagine in our worldly minds. The Lord was calling a teen virgin to carry the eternal hero Jesus. And in this verse in Luke 1 verse 33, the angel tells Mary that her son will reign. In her mind, she may have thought the Messiah meant a reign on earth. However, God has a much larger plan. Over the house of Jacob forever. This verse is confirming to Mary that she indeed would give birth to the Messiah, who the Jews, the people of God, had been waiting on for many years. The time had come for the redemption plan of the Lord to unfold. Jesus was coming. He was getting ready to rule. But when the Jews were looking for a powerful earthly king, they missed that Jesus served a greater kingdom. He taught things like, "The first will be last, and the last will be first." And "Let the little children come to me, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Jesus was the fulfillment of all of the promises found within the Old Testament. He was the one who lived the perfect life and became a sacrifice for all sins. Jesus fulfilled every prophecy. He was the one who was awaited, and many Jewish people missed it because of their own human thoughts about who the Messiah should be. However, he still came to die for the Jews and the Gentiles. He came first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. He is king over all. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. We see so many endings of kings and queens ruling on this earth. Some are a relief, and some are caused to mourn. However, Jesus' kingdom has no end date. He was and is to come. He is the King of Kings. Revelation tells us about the future events to take place. God describes in Revelation 19, verse 16, "And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." We can rest in the fact today and every day that our perfect King, who is faithful, humble, kind, the fair judge, and the King who came to us, loves us and is never going to fail us. When he hung on the cross and people mocked him and put a crown of thorns into his head, he did not back down from being a perfect sacrifice. When his own disciples turned their backs on him in fear, he still had great forgiveness and restoration for them. And when we ignore him and forget his sacrifice for our sins each day, his grace meets us where we are and calls us back to himself and into his kingdom purposes. If we really understood the magnitude of the glory of our King, we would be responding and bowing in awe, in wonder of his greatness and his intimacy with us. He is worthy to receive all the power, honor, and glory forever. Intersecting faith and life. How can you remember Jesus as the King of Kings today? How can you rest in his reign and join him in his kingdom work? Further reading, Matthew 19, verse 14, Matthew 20, verse 16, Romans 1, verse 16.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.